Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, the podcast that brings you the sharpest stories shaping the marketing world, every single day. I'm glad you're here, because today's episode is packed with seismic shifts in tech leadership, the future of AI-driven shopping, and the evolving tactics brands use to make every marketing dollar count. Let's get into the details you need to know. First up, from Adweek, a major chapter closes at Microsoft as Yusuf Mehdi, the company's chief consumer marketing officer, has announced he'll be leaving in June 2027 after a staggering 35-year tenure. If you've used Windows, Internet Explorer, Bing, or even the Xbox One, you've felt Mehdi's influence. He's been at the helm for everything from launching Internet Explorer 1.0 back in 1995 to leading global marketing for Windows and overseeing the rollout of Microsoft's AI assistant, Copilot. His departure comes amid a wave of high-profile exits from Microsoft's old guard, Rajesh Jha, Julia Liuson, and Chris Capicella, all with over three decades at the company, have either retired or announced plans to do so. The timing is no coincidence. Microsoft is in the throes of an AI arms race, rapidly integrating AI into Windows 11, a move that some users have criticized as bloatware. And while Copilot has been a key focus, adoption has lagged, with fewer than 4.5% of Microsoft 365's 450 million subscribers willing to pay for it. Meanwhile, OpenAI's ChatGPT dominates the generative AI chatbot market with over 60% share, while Copilot sits at just 12.5%. The company is also navigating new territory after ending its exclusive partnership with OpenAI, and it recently offered its first-ever voluntary buyout plan to senior employees. Mehdi's own reflection on LinkedIn sums up the moment. "I've had the privilege of being a part of some of the most consequential shifts in technology, and now one of the most profound platform transitions yet, AI. It's a reminder that even tech giants must reinvent themselves, and sometimes, that means saying goodbye to the legends who built them." Switching gears to late-night TV, Stephen Colbert's final episode as host of The Late Show just shattered records, according to Adweek. The finale drew 6.74 million viewers, making it the most watched weeknight episode in the show's nearly 11-year run. For context, that's even higher than Colbert's debut episode in 2015, which pulled in 6.55 million. In today's fragmented media landscape, those numbers are nothing short of remarkable. The episode itself was a celebration, packed with celebrity cameos, musical numbers, and a heartfelt sing-along with the Late Show staff. The grand finale, Paul McCartney surprising everyone as the final guest, closing out the show with a live, in-studio performance of the Beatles' Hello Goodbye. It's a testament to the enduring power of late-night television to bring people together for a shared cultural moment, even as viewing habits continue to evolve. Now, let's talk about the future of shopping, courtesy of Digiday. Google is doubling down on its ambition to own the entire shopper journey with the launch of Universal Cart, an intelligent shopping cart that works seamlessly across Google Search, Gemini, YouTube, and Gmail. Add a product to your cart from any of these platforms, and Universal Cart will use Gemini's AI to hunt for deals and price drops, then let you check out with Google Pay. This is part of Google's broader Universal Commerce Protocol, which aims to enable agentic shopping, where AI agents help consumers make decisions and complete purchases. Google insists it's not becoming a retailer or a marketplace, but rather a matchmaker between shoppers and brands. The competition is fierce. Amazon recently integrated its AI assistant Alexa Plus into its shopping ecosystem. TikTok Shop has driven nearly $5 billion in US sales, and Meta is testing shopping features in its AI chatbot. The stakes are high, but so are consumer concerns. Over half of Americans say they're uncomfortable with AI accessing their shopping history, and nearly three-quarters are uneasy about how the data might be used. As Google and its rivals race to become the digital steward of consumer decision-making, trust will be just as important as technology. Digiday also reports on a fascinating trend in media buying. Brands are running campaigns longer than ever, driven by both budget pressures and the rising costs of production and media. Data from Extreme Reach shows that 17.9% of Super Bowl campaigns ran for 6 months or more last year, triple the previous year. The reason? Star power is expensive, with celebrity talent fees rising 25% year over year to $348.6 million in Q1 2026, and brands want to get the most out of those investments. Lay's, for example, is running a World Cup campaign featuring David Beckham, Steve Carell, and Lionel Messi across 90 markets for 8 months straight. Meanwhile, media budgets remain flat, and marketers are stretching creative assets across more channels than ever. Agencies are responding with modular, creative systems designed for flexibility and longevity, and AI-led production techniques are helping brands keep up with the demand for fresh assets on platforms like Meta and TikTok. The data backs up the strategy. A Comcast study found that repeated ad exposure boosts brand recall by 16%. In a world where consistency is now cheaper than novelty, marketers are learning that sometimes, repetition really is the mother of retention. That's a wrap for today's brief. From the changing of the guard at Microsoft to the rise of AI-powered commerce and the new rules of campaign longevity, it's clear that the marketing and tech world is in a period of profound transformation. Whether you're planning your next big campaign or just trying to keep up with AI's latest moves, remember, adaptability and a willingness to embrace change are more valuable than ever. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve.